Well, hi there, and welcome to The Collective We. It's been quite a while, but I am back here, and I wanted to share a couple of things with you. I wanted to talk about me, you, and our health, actually. My connection with obesity over the years really causes me to pay attention and to take stock of just how I'm managing myself. My goal many years ago was when I was like 29 years old, it was to fight for my health. To do that was a long and winding road, but one that is really and surely worth it. I continue to engage my health journey each and every day. I definitely pay special attention to my actions when I'm around food, and I want to help you make good decisions as well. And so that's why I jumped on the podcast today. I recognize that weight is just one measure of overall health, but it's an extremely important one. It's one thing to misplace your favorite coffee mug, right? It's another to deliberately make poor choices that can increase the risk of many health problems like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and all of that. Achieving a healthy weight, eating nutritious foods, and being physically active can help improve your health and reduce your risks. I just wanted to get that out there to you. In many ways, I live my life by these principles, and it's helped me to feel better and to be better as each day goes on. So just please stay tuned with the podcast. I'm going to start sharing some things with you more than I have in the past, and I'll be sharing important tidbits for you in the coming weeks on my podcast. And meanwhile, I want for you to stay safe and to stay healthy, my friend. Okay, have an amazing day. So I put together a book, God, Food, Stories, and Life. That's the name of it. I put together a mishmash of stories, everything from God and the Garden of Eden to American indulgence and Italian health and well-being. I say that because I went to Italy not too long ago. The value of this is that it takes a bird's eye view of important ideas such as healthy eating habits and how to stay well. But it also hovers over concepts that you wouldn't normally see, like discussing Supergirl or Einstein's theory of general relativity. Sounds a little crazy, right? This book takes twists and turns that you might not expect, yet it draws you to see God, faith, and obedience, as well as marvel at something like the Tree of Life in Bahrain. It's very interesting. It indeed is a hodgepodge of meaningful stories and important concepts that we don't always think about, but could change your life. We engage the disobedience of Adam and Eve, but due to my whimsical nature, I often add humor along with the way. But on the other hand, I discussed the fact that most Christians let gluttony like slide by. I find solace in the Daniel story as it helps me find good things in abstaining from some of the choice foods that he talked about. I bring out the big guns when I talk about obedience, consecration, Sabbath, sanctification, earth keeping, Dr. Seuss. It's so many things. But this is a little bit of me, and I want to share that with you today. Let's talk.